up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
All right, here we are once again, ready to roll with another round of Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old time oldies show. I got a stack of records, I got a couple of record players. Might as well sit down and give these babies a spin this week, huh? Oh, man, I'm telling you, this week I did not let my personal tastes influence the music that is selected for the show. I literally, and I have never done this, and maybe I should, I just walked up to the shelves and randomly pulled records, boom, 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 till I had a stack, and here we are. That's what kind of week this has been. An interesting week here at Tim's Oompa Land. Oompa Land, now I sound like an amusement park at World Headquarters here. We'll talk about it later when we get a little bit into the program. Let's get things rolling with Johnny Bamba and the orchestra, huh? Here's the Housekeeper Polka. There you go, Johnny Bamba and the orchestra got us rolling on another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. That's the Housekeeper Polka. I don't know how the weather's been where you are, but, man, it's been a little toasty around here in northern Minnesota over the last week. And you know, like you expect that in the summertime, but like 2 weeks of 90, 95 degrees up in the North Country, it's lunacy. I'm telling you, then we were like, oh, boy, we're going to get some rain today, and it looks like that conked out now. We need some rain up around here, so I hope it's hope the weather's cooperating where you're at anyway. I'll tell you about the week coming up here in a little bit. Here's one of those records. Now, I would normally play this side, and I'm going to play this side just because it's a ridiculous record. The other side never gets played because happy Bernie Goidish and the orchestra. It's the Honey Open the Door Polka.
In. Who's there? Who's there?
Let me in.
Go away.
And that is why the other side of the record never gets played, because that side's so much fun. Hang on, though. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take this record, and you know this never works, and I'm going to put it back in the stack at the bottom. So next week, maybe that'll come around and we'll play the other side. Maybe I'll remember. Maybe I won't. We'll see how it works out. Anyway, you're in tune to Tim's Hoompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, back again for another week. Oh, man, wild week this week here in Oompa Land. Telling you what, it... turned out to be a little more exciting than I generally like. If I seem a little extra mellow, laid back this week, I guess that happens. Earlier in the week, I experienced what the eye doctor people call a partial retina detachment. All of a sudden, one eye, I could hardly see anything anymore. And I'm like, yikes, what's going on? I go to my local eye doctor. And it took him about 3 minutes to figure out that I was having retinal detachment, which made an urgent phone call to a specialist that did surgery and that sort of thing. And I was off to Minneapolis to see the eye surgeon in an emergency deal operation. They put it back together. And, kind of a stressful deal. I'm working with, like, one eyeball right now. The other one is expected to heal up and be probably better than new, because the surgeon told me, well, he was in there putting the detached thing back on my eyeball. He found a whole bunch of damage that was old that he was able to do some repair on. So hopefully, I've had trouble with my right eye for a million years. It hasn't been able to focus since I was a little kid, really. So hopefully things will turn out a little better, but a scary deal, I'm telling you. But it is really amazing what they can do with modern technology for that kind of stuff. So I'm a little extra mellow this week. I don't have my usual vim and vigor going on here. Besides, I just woke up from a nap, so what more do you want? But nonetheless, the records do need to get played, darn it. Now, when's the last time we had the, I love it because it's like the music is in the title. It's the E-flat, A-flat polka. And I've listened to this before. I know they use more than just those two notes. Anyway, here's Whoopi John and the orchestra. It's the E-flat, A-flat polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. There you go, Whoopi John of the orchestra there, the E-flat, A-flat polka on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Man, only 91 degrees in the studio right now. Fabulous. You know, we complain about it being cold in the winter. We complain about being hot in the summer. If we didn't have weather, people would never talk about anything, you know what I mean? Anyway, what's coming up here? Ooh, Frankie Kramer right around the corner. We'll take a moment first and talk about the World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin. Maybe you want to pay him a visit. Maybe it's too far for you. You could still check them out online, though. Because I know, you know, if you're in Florida, it's a long trek to Superior, Wisconsin. But still an amazing place. 1,400 accordions, concertinas, and stuff like that there is on display. And if you're doing any research work, you need to learn about maybe some instruments or some history of some music or musicians. Maybe you got some folks in the family that were musicians way back when. You can trace all sorts of historical information. I'm telling you. They have row after row of file drawers full of valuable historical information. They have the Accordion Repair and Technician School, too. All sorts of cool stuff. Best thing I can recommend if you're not, you know, within a stone's throw of Superior, Wisconsin, and statistically, not many of you could be. Look them up online. Worldofaccordions.org is where you find them. You can see some pictures of some of the displays in the museum. You can check out a lot of stuff. Take a look at some of the events they've had going on. They even had a few things earlier this year. I know things are just kind of ramping up after the pandemic and all that stuff. But check it out when you have a chance. Worldofaccordions.org is where you find them on the internet. Frankie Kramer and the boys. And no, I do not recommend this. Here is Jump Off the Bridge.
Why don't you jump off the bridge? Why don't you jump off the bridge? Trouble you've been to me since we have met. You said you loved me, but now you forget. Darling, when you take the leap, not one big tear will I weep. Tell me the time and the place you will jump, and I will have trouble no more. I will give you one more chance to continue our romance. If you just say you love me and promise to always be mine. Now if you don't treat me right, there will be heartbreak in sight. If you continue to trouble my life, darling, just jump off the bridge. But now you forget. Darling, when you take the leap, not one big tear will I weep. Tell me the time and the place you will jump, and I will have troubles no more. Tell me the time and the place you will jump, and I will have troubles no more.
Man, I don't know. Frankie Kramer there, Jump Off the Bridge. I don't normally play a slow song that early in the show either, but hey, we're breaking all the rules this week on the Oompa Hour, and I can always blame it on my semi-conscious state, having had retina reattachment surgery earlier in the week. It's weird. You never really feel awake again for like a week after something like that. But anyway, hey, can you hear that? Let me see if I can hear. Oh, did it stop? Oh, darn, it did stop. Every now and then, in a rare moment, we can hear the dogs from next door here in the background on the show. And when that happens, I like to be able to turn up the microphone so you can hear them. They can be famous for a second. But they conked out on me. All right, let's do the Ample Airs. Here's the Hayride Polka.
Thank you.
you go. There's the Ampleaires. That's the Hayride Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. And humming right along, 91 degrees, busy stuff going on. How the heck is your week going so far? Man, I'm telling you, summertime sure hit hard. It's like, hello, it's summer. And by the way, you're going to melt today. I see a lot of people on the Facebook complaining about the heat. Some guy, it's never 95 degrees in June. Sure it is. It's not that unusual. Depends where you are. Not usually if you're way up here, but what the heck, huh? That's we played Whoopi John a few songs ago, a little earlier in the show, and it just seems to me there always should be a secret unwritten rule that says if you play a Whoopi John record, you need to even it out and play a Six Fat Dutchman record, right? I mean, did they ever have like a Battle of the Bands contest between them or something down there around New Ulm back in the day? Man, would that have been an event to go to? Anyway, here's the Six Fat Dutchman. It's the Cherry Pickers Polka. You have your Six Fat Dutchman to go along with your earlier Whoopi John to kind of even things out there. And Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. As long as we're kind of in jolly mode here, how about the jolly fisherman, huh? Why, you cannot be too jolly when you're fishing because you scare away the fish, man. There's the musicians Come and Play Polka on Tim Zumpa Hour.
Yeah.
Hey, oh, that, of course, is the musicians come and play polka. Here at Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldie show. Marching through the 45s like we do every week. Glad you're with us for another week. By the way, and I always feel like I neglect to mention this, if you'd like to get a hold of us here at the show, make a request or dedication, question, comment, whatever the case might be, there's like a million ways. Well, okay, not a million. There are several ways that you can do that. You can phone or text, actually. By utilizing the phone number, area code 218-259-2984. You can send a text or you can leave a voice message at that number, 218-259-2984. Or you can email us, oompahour@aol.com. Or you can check us out on Facebook. It's facebook.com/TimZumpaHour. Any of those ways. And you get a message to us, a request or whatever. I love to try to dig out the requests. Sometimes it takes me a week or two, depending how unorganized the records are, which is usually very. So, but yeah, I do make a wholehearted effort to try to find your request for you. Sometimes people just have a band they want to hear or whatever. But we'll do what we can to help you out, all right? Now we just had the Jolly Fisherman. Now I have the Jolly Brothers. The Jolly Brothers and Band. How would you like to be in the band? It's like, who do you play with? The Band. That's the name. It's And Band. Anyway, an appropriate title. Here's the Polkaville Polka. See, there you have it, the Jolly Brothers and Band and the Polkaville Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Now we have the Alpine Travelers doing the Alpine Polka, actually. And it says right on the record that they are like the official band of a Fraternal Order of the Eagles. We will read more about that when I get the record off the turntable and have the label in front of me. But Alpine makes me think of skiing. And when it's 91 degrees in the studio, skiing makes me think of it's still 91 degrees in the studio. I was going to say it makes me feel cooler, but it's not working. There you have it, the Alpine Travelers, and appropriately enough, the Alpine Polka. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it's your old-time oldie show. I was looking at the record here, because it's a Fraternal of the Order of the Eagles 45. Man, those are little bitty words. From Airy 2189 of Astoria, Oregon, recorded by the Alpine Travelers, official band of Airy 2189 of Astoria, Oregon. Liberty, justice, truth, and equality. So there you go, from the Fraternal Order of Eagles. You don't see a lot of those records floating around. There must have been other orders that had a band that made records. Maybe, maybe not. I have no idea. I think that's the only record I have like that in the library. Now I'm curious. No, I'm sure I don't have another record like that. But there's got to be more lurking out there, all right? If you're wondering what this big pile of mess is, you're in the middle of another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show here every week, playing the great Polka 45s, mostly. I pull out an album every now and then, but there's so much more work. They got the inner sleeve and the outer sleeve, and you got to change speeds. And you got to find that little space in between the songs. A lot more work. I have the Happy Notes Orchestra. Let's head to Stevens Point, Wisconsin for this one. Naturally, Norm Dombrowski doing the singing. But this one just says it's the Happy Notes Orchestra with Norm singing instead of being Norm Dombrowski and the Happy Notes. I don't know how they decide what they're going to put on the record, but here's the My Buddy Joe Polka.
Jedna ciągnie drugą sześci, aż mnie piorą dupie cześci. Jak ty babi mnie złapali, wszystkie luce ności mali. Jak mi się potki zesali, tak se sraczką uciekali. Jedna ciągnie drugą rzeszki, aż mnie piorą dupie cześci. Jak ty babi mnie złapali, wszystkie ludzie ności mali. Jak mi się potki zesali, tak se sraczką uciekali. A co w dupie nie schodziło, to jak piorą pi chodziło. A jak dupinią pąkali, wszystkie ludzie ności mali.
All right, there you go. Happy Notes there featuring Norm on the singing and the My Buddy Joe Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show, as you well know. In every show, we always make it a point to include at least one official waltz in every show. And I know we already had a slow record in the show. We had the Jump Off the Bridge with Frankie Kramer a little bit ago, but I didn't really make that the official waltz of the week. So let's do this one, shall we? Frank Wojnarowski, this is the Matka Waltz. So dancers, here you go.
Mamo, ach, mamo droga, czemu zostawiasz mnie? Tyś dla mnie śpiewała, tyś mnie kołysała, a dzisiaj zostawiasz mnie. Coś mnie nauczyła i tak dobraś była, nigdy nie zapomnę, nie. Mamo, ach, mamo, droga, czemu zostawiasz mnie? Tyś dla mnie śpiewała, tyś mnie kołysała, a dzisiaj zostawiasz mnie.
You know, I'm thinking anytime it's over 90 degrees in the studio that I should do a show of all waltzes just to remain cool and calm, you know? Frank Wojnarowski there, that's the Matka Waltz here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. We have, I haven't played this one for a long time. Here's the Soundabouts Orchestra and the Lalechka Polka.
As pretty as can be, and we call her Lalechka. She's always in a fight, she keeps us up all night, but we call her Lalechka. She's always in a fight, she keeps us up all night, still we call her Lalechka. And we call her Lalechka. She argues day and night, she thinks she's always right, but we call her Lalechka. She argues day and night, she thinks she's always right, but we call her Lalechka. As can be, and we call her Lalechka. She's always in a fight, she keeps us up all night, but we call her Lalechka. She's always in a fight, she keeps us up all night, still we call her Lalechka.
There you have it, Soundabout's Orchestra, La Lechka Polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Glad you're with for another week. Let's do the Harold Steinbach Orchestra, shall we? If you've got the coffee, maybe we can work something out here. There you go, Harold Steinbach's orchestra there. If you've got the coffee, I think we can make a deal. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. We haven't heard one from Myron Florin in a long time, but I have a beef with this record. Do you think it's right to have a record called the Happy Yodeler Polka that actually contains absolutely no yodeling? Doesn't seem right. Some good accordion playing, but no yodeling. Here's Myron. We'll be right back. Myron Florin there. And, yeah, it's a song about yodeling, and there's no yodeling in there. The Happy Yodeler Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Now we're going to get off a little bit off the path here. As you know, that happens from time to time. Well, there's no yodeling in that song, and I felt gypped. And I have a favorite yodeling song, as we all do, I'm sure. And technically, maybe not an old-time record, but still, it's an old record. It's got to be 40, 50 years old by now, at least. But you probably raise your hands if you remember Rod Erickson. Remember Rod Erickson? He did a bunch of great songs. He did She Taught Me to Yodel, which has always been like my favorite yodeling song. And it was recorded by a lot of other people. I'm sure Elton Britt did it and some others. But this has always been my favorite. And simply because I just played a Myron Florin record about yodeling that had no yodeling in it, I feel that I owe you this one. So.
I went across to Switzerland where all the yodels be, to try to dirty yodel with a yodel-a-dee. Climbed a big high mountain on a clear and sunny day. I fell in love with the yodeling gal and couldn't all get away. Oh, she taught me to yodel. I love it. Now I'm gonna teach you how to yodel just like me. It's easy while you're singing to go yodel-a-dee. First you take a deep breath and then exhale, one, two, three. Then you'll hear the yodeling if you listen close to me. This is how to yodel. I love it.
See, I just felt we owed that to you after having a Myron Florin record with about yodeling that had no yodeling in it. Man, Rod Erickson, She Taught Me to Yodel. I've had that that MGM 45 since I was a kid. I just it seemed like a good excuse to throw that one in there. All right, more stuff coming up here on the Oompa Hour.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, now I better not dilly-dally or I'm going to run along this week. I'm going to get a couple more records in here before we run out of time. Here's the Apalagas Polka Dots and Indiana Sweethearts.
Thank you.
There you go, the Palagas Polka Dots and Indiana Sweetheart. We're going to squeak one more in here. Let's see if we can do it. Jimmy Sturr and the orchestra. And Wake Up, Jacob, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. Oh, Jimmy Sturr and his orchestra there, and Wake Up Jacob. And look at that, we managed to fit another record into the show. Usually if we're talking to somebody, you're talking about somebody named Jacob, it's my grandson, and we'd rather he was going to sleep, you know. Anyway, look at that, it's another show in the can, as they say, and we didn't even go long. I thought sure it was going to be a long one this week.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on the weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota, brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Not bad for a guy with one eyeball. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.